When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how a lot of narcissistic people view proximity as love. What do you mean by proximity as love, y'all? We view our presence in the relationship with you as love. What's a narcissist love language? I'm telling y'all, a lot of people, you're going to understand exactly what I mean when I say proximity is love. Like, when you get to argue with a narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, and you tell them, like, you don't love me like you used to. Like, you don't tell me you love me. You don't treat me like you love me, whatever. And they'll say, I'm still here, aren't I? If I didn't love you, I believe you. I'm still here, aren't I? I'm with you, aren't I? I'm still married to you, aren't I? I'm in a relationship, aren't I? We still live together, don't we? You see what that proximity, we consider that as love. That means I love you because I'm still physically in your presence and with you. That means I love you. I don't have to go through the motions and actions of showing you that I love you. Consider my presence here love. Because if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be with you. You see how it works right there? With a lot of narcissists and toxic people. You see how it works? If I did not love you, I would not be with you. You see how that's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. If I didn't love you, I would absolutely 100% not be with you right now. That's how a lot of narcissists think. And I know about a lot of people that are like, that's not how a lot of narcissists think. They'll tell you that. They'll open their mouths and tell you that my presence here automatically means that I love you. I'm not an emotional person. I don't show love like that. I don't have to tell you I love you every single day. I don't have to do nice things for you every single day. I come home every single day. That means I love you. They can go out there and cheat. They can go do what they want to do. They can come home and guess what? That means they love you. I'm just telling y'all. And a lot of people, y'all know what I mean. It's not like this is a shocker to you. You know exactly what I mean. And they'll show you that. I'm just telling you, they'll show you. This is their love language. And they try to love you. Like, they don't, if your love language is physical touch, you're probably not going to get that. If your love language is whatever, if your love language is not gifts, a lot of times they'll give you gifts because that's how they show love. They show love through physical things. Like, physical presence, they show love through physical things. Like, you want love, care, affection. You might want your cheeks clapped, and they'll give you a gift. They'll give you a Tiffany bracelet, or a toolbox, or something like that. They'll give you something to show you that they love you. Hey, here's a gift. Here's some flowers. I love you. They ain't touched you in weeks, months, a damn near a year. But hey, this means I love you. I'm just because like even me personally, that's why I struggled at. That's why my disconnect was. I've said those statements before. I'm still here, ain't I? Like, what are you talking about? I don't love you no more. Like, I'm still here. If I didn't love you, I would divorce you. I've said those statements out of my mouth. I have. If I didn't love you and want to be with you, I wouldn't be with you. I would divorce you. So I do love you because I'm here. I come home every night, don't I? Blah, 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 blah. Y'all get it? You know exactly what I'm saying. Like, and this was a struggle because the struggle with a lot of narcissists and toxic people, like, it's hard for us to express love other than the physicality of being here. Like, they think sleeping with you is love. They think putting their hand, like, a pat on the back is love. I'm just telling you, they don't know how to express. A lot of narcissists and toxic people don't know how to emotionally express themselves. Like, a lot of us were emotionally stunted and emotionally regulated in our youth, so we don't know as adults how to fully and functionally express that we love you and we care about you. You see what I'm saying? A lot of us don't understand how to do that. So, me going to therapy, yes, they showed me how to be more affectionate and, like, tend to my wife's needs and feelings. Like, we can talk and express ourselves emotionally and things like that. But it hasn't helped me, in other ways and things like that. We're just trying to, like, it's definitely a learning experience, trying to learn how to love someone the way that they want to be loved, not the way I think that they need to be loved and things like that. A narcissist is going to love you in the way they think you need to be loved, in the way that we think is showing love. And a lot of times, not all the time, y'all, proximity, presence is going to be the expression of that love. I'm still here, aren't I? Here's a physical gift of affection or love. Not no hug, not no actual, like physical anything. Just like, here's a gift. Here's something for you. Camera died. Battery died. So I just switch it out. Yeah. It's just like, that's how we understand how to love. It's just like, it's like robotic. It feels kind of robotic and monotonous. And yes, at first, I know y'all going to say, well, at the beginning, Lee, they showed us that they knew how to love us. They was giving us all kinds of stuff, all kinds of gifts and affection and things like that. They were giving us everything to show us that they loved us. Yeah, they do that in the beginning because they know it works. But when we get to the brass tacks of who we actually are, that's not what we want to be doing. We don't want to sit here and do it. That's just emotional expressions are tough. This is me speaking just generally as well as for myself specifically. Like, emotional expressions are tough for a lot of narcissistic people. We don't know how to express these emotions in a healthy way. So it's going to come out, it's going to look unhealthy, or it's going to look unnatural when we try to hug you. Hey, I know, with the marriage counselor, and said we need to love each other better. So here's a robotic hug, you know, well, here's a kiss for you. It gets weird. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel natural to emotionally express love and affection and stuff like that. At the beginning, yeah, it seemed natural. It felt natural because y'all end up getting married. You end up having kids and things like that. The same thing applies to kids a lot of time too. They give kids love through presents. Like presents, like their actual presents, not like gifts, like Christmas gifts. Like, they do it like that too, but like their actual just being there in the same house. Like, if you kind of co-parent with a narcissist, they'll get the kids and put them in front of an iPad or a TV all day. They don't interact with them. Hey, I love my kids. I got them in my house. And it looks like, to the outside world, it looks like they're spending time together, quality time. But in all reality, in all actuality, they're actually, you know what I mean, not doing it at all. In all actuality, they're sitting there doing the same. In all actuality, they're just being there in their presence. And they consider that love. Hey, you know I love you, right? Because I'm in your presence, right? I love you because I'm here, right? I love you because you're at my house. You were dad right now. You were mom right now. I love you because I'm here, right? You know what I'm saying, right? You're in my house watching my TV, so that means I love you, son. I love you, daughter, because of you. You're here at my house. I know I'm going to be in the back room smoking and ignoring y'all all day, but here's an iPad, or here's a Nintendo Switch, or here's, you know, watch Netflix all day. It's time for y'all to go home tomorrow. Ignoring the whole time, here's some fast food. I'm going to order y'all pizza, and y'all know I love you. Then interact, no emotional connection, no anything. It's just like pure foolery and things like that. Honestly, you know what I mean? So it takes power moves and power steps to break that. Like, you know, Lee, well, Lee, you did it. Rah, 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 rah. Yeah, I know I did it. I'm an outlier. I like being an outlier. I like being the exception, not the rule. I like it. I love it. I'm just one of the several narcissists. You know what I mean? I am. Lee, that was narcissistic of you to say that. Duh, I just said I was a narcissist. Y'all be forgetting. Somebody clicked on, left a comment on my TikTok the other day. It's like, Lee, I watched you live for the first time the other day, and you're super condescending. Rabble, rabble, rabble. I'm like, y'all, I'm real. Y'all be gonna be fake. Like, hey, I think people come on my social media stuff, and they expect me to be floating with my legs crossed or something like that, and just meditating with y'all and saying alms. No. The narcissist in your life is going to treat you badly. You need to leave that toxic person. It's time to go right now. No, I'm real. I'm not real. Real is scary sometimes. real is going to be. I'm sorry. I'm the self-aware narcissist. sorry, y'all. I really am. Lee was ever leading an apology. You know, narcissists don't really apologize like that. I'm sorry for Almond. But seriously, y'all, a lot of narcissistic people, like, proximity and presence is love. That's how they do with the kids. Y'all might have grew up with toxic parents that didn't show you any kind of physical love, affection, or emotion, didn't meet your emotional needs. They put you in front of a TV and just say, hey, parent yourself. You kind of raise yourself a lot of times. You know what I mean? You grew up on survival and not love, care, and affection. So you probably, you know, you grew up in that. Like a lot of narcissistic people grew up in that. You know what I mean? But you just came out differently. Well, Lee, we came out differently. How? I get it. You know? So it's just different. Different, you know, different, you know, different situations make different people. So you just came out, you came out different. So just enjoy your difference. Be strong, be empowered, y'all. But anyways, y'all, I'm gonna cut this thing short, wrapping it up. Sign up to my newsletter in the description, newsletter. And then y'all, the events coming up, in-person workshop, September 24th, 2022. And I'll be watching the video next year, you know how YouTube is. September 24th, Virginia Beach, Virginia, with Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations. Live in-person workshop, 20 people max. It's only 13 seats left. 7 people have already booked it. Link is in the description for that as well. Austin, Texas, same situation. Got to register for that. NarcAvengers.com. And then Toronto, Canada is November 19th. Austin, Texas is the 15th, y'all. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.